We're talking today with Katja Pantsar, who wrote The Finnish Way, Finding Courage, Wellness, and Happiness Through the Power of Sisu. Such an interesting book, all about how you moved to Helsinki, Finland. And let's start by talking about how you swim in the sea, in the cold waters of the sea, every day.
Well, this is true. Yes, I have adopted the Nordic lifestyle, which includes a lot of things that probably North Americans, and especially, say, city dwellers in New York, would find odd. I swim in the water every day, year-round, even in the wintertime when it's about +2, +4 degrees Celsius, but partly because it just really feels absolutely amazing. It sets off all the happy hormones, which means that when you come out of the water, you have this sort of sense of euphoria. And, the endorphins, serotonin, dopamine, neurotransmitters, so many things are set off. And it's also kind of a way of taking care of yourself. You know, if you aren't feeling very well, or you're feeling a little depressed, or a lot of people use it, you know, if they have some aches and pains, it's a great way. You go for a dip and you have a sauna and you've taken care of yourself.
I was so interested to hear how your depression seems to lift when you do a lot of winter swimming.
Yeah, I think it is because of that immersion in the icy water sets off all of these different positive, happy hormones. And it also helps, you know, I think we all suffer from, sometimes we feel a bit down or we're stressed, or let's say we have an ache in our leg or you know, been spending too much time on the computer. And it was this revelation to me. People have been doing this forever in Finland, and they know this. But to me, that I could just go and do something so simple, dip in the water for a minute or so, and come out and have had this sort of meditative experience, because when you're in the cold water, you don't really think about anything else. It's so cold. But you come out and you feel great. And it's like, wait a minute, I can address a lot of my health issues in this really simple way.
And also, it's part of the sauna culture, because after you take your dip, it's a very community thing where you go into the sauna. Would you describe what that's like?
Yeah, the sauna feels absolutely amazing, especially after you've had a cold dip, because it's very warm and steamy, and then relaxes all those, you know, you've had this amazing energy jolt, and then you can relax yourself in sitting in the sauna. And then a lot of these winter swimming clubs, you know the people who are members, and so you, if you have time, you know, you sit maybe in chat for a bit, so it's social. If you do it in the morning or if you do it in the evening, either way, you've completely set the tone, you've relaxed, you've woken yourself up, depending on when you go, the tone for the day, and dealt with, you know, let's say that you woke up with kind of a stiff neck, or, you know, you just really was feeling sort of blah. So this was something that very much I just thought, oh, this just needs to be written about, because if it can help other people do the same thing.
It sounds incredible. And I was interested in the nakedness aspect, because growing up in our puritanical culture here, it seems that in Finland, nakedness is no big deal.
Yeah, I think that took me some getting used to, because I did grow up in North America, and you know, the idea of being naked in front of other people, and plus also all the body image issues, thinking, oh, my dear. And I found that actually very liberating when I got used to it, because nobody's looking at anybody else. Nobody cares. It's about having a sauna. It's not about the individual. But I also noticed that, because generations have grown up like this, I'm not saying that there are not body image issues in Finland and people who aren't 100% thrilled with their bodies, but I think there's a more general acceptance when you grow up seeing people come in all shapes and sizes, and that's just fine. That's the way human bodies are. They're not what we see in glossy fitness magazines or other places on Instagram or wherever.
I like the line, a woman is her most beautiful after a sauna.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that it's the inner beauty that comes too from having relaxed, taken care of yourself, and done this very organic thing that, I mean, of course, it requires the sauna, but it doesn't require anything else. You know, you don't need a special program or a special membership, or there aren't rules like that you have to stay in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or half an hour. You know, it's whatever suits you best.
And yet, when you talk about sauna etiquette, you leave your cell phones outside the sauna, I would think. You're talking in maybe hushed tones, and you're not having a political argument or anything like that.
Yeah, this is the other thing, that it is it's one of the last zones, I would say, of, you know, mobile phone free living, as is winter swimming, because you don't take your phone into the water. And I think that that's something really important, because so many of us are just glued to our phones 24/7. And so it's really a break from everything.
Life sounds incredibly different in Finland. What's the weather like? And describe the darkness, if you would.
It is very different in that, because it's so far north. In the wintertime, we have a few hours of daylight, you know, as you're approaching Christmas. And so it's very dark. And that sets the tone if you are in darkness for a large part of the day. But then the upside is, of course, right now it's summertime, and we just last weekend celebrated midsummer, when the sun does not set. Mm. So you have endless sunlight, and some people do suffer from the darkness. That's granted. But then there are all kinds of events and things that have maximized the darkness and the snowiness, you know, like light festivals and all kinds of other things. And sauna is a perfect place to go and pretend that you're on a beach holiday somewhere warm in the middle of winter. And then you have this extreme sunlight. And I was with an American friend on the weekend who said, you know, I don't mind the darkness, because the payback is then, you know, we have this amazing light, you know, in the summertime.
I love you're talking about forest therapy and midnight hikes that you would take in nature. It sounds incredible.
Yeah, this was another thing that, I mean, I grew up, I've lived several places, but I grew up predominantly in Canada, and Canada has amazing nature. Yeah. And I have certainly, you know, gone to a lot of forests and seen all kinds of amazing things. But what I didn't realize until I moved to Finland was this idea of incorporating nature into my daily life. And that is partly easier because of the way that Helsinki is set up. I mean, it's almost surrounded by water. So it's almost impossible to bike somewhere without being along the waterline in some way. And there are these swaths of green, of parks and all kinds of things throughout the city, not to mention when you go further afield and there are like huge nature areas and Lapland and all of that. And that was that really was one of the key things that I realized is even going to the water, you're outside in the air, in the water, and you're doing something that is counter to sitting in a car, in an office, online, and we need that. You know, we're sensory beings. We were meant to have some kind of a connection to nature. And if it's possible to do it daily or weekly, that makes a really big difference on how people feel.
And I want to mention Sisu, if you want to talk about that a little bit. It doesn't seem like a stretch to me after reading your book, after describing what Finland is like and what the Finns are like, that they would have Sisu.
Yeah, I mean, I think there have been, you know, the historical and traditional examples of Sisu are, you know, very hardcore, like the Winter War and the, you know, Finns holding off the Soviets, you know, these amazing sporting achievements where, for example, there's the Olympic runner who in the 72 Olympics, Lasse Virren, not only did he fall down during the 10,000 meter race, he got up and continued to run. And then he went on to win a gold medal and set a new world record. but I think that, yeah, I mean, these are extreme examples of Sisu, but I think that legacy lives on in a kind of daily Sisu, you know, in not taking the easy way out and taking pride in doing things like cleaning your own home instead of outsourcing it, you know, riding your bike to work instead of much easier to take a cab or a car or whatever. And the ice swimming is a perfect example. Doing things that seem a little bit uncomfortable and difficult, but actually, you know, the payoff is you feel really great afterwards and you just need to kind of Sisu it up and get out there, even when, let's say, it's minus 10 or minus 20. Sorry, I'm not giving you, you're in Fahrenheit, aren't you? So this is not helping you. But I'm talking in Celsius. I should have localized, you know, it's really cold. But the feeling when you've ridden your bike to work and you've done it and also got a bit of workout and all the endorphins are rushing, that is also an element of Sisu.
Have you seen city bikes here in New York? And I do see people starting, it's a big thing now, starting to ride their bikes even in the winter, even on the snow. So I guess we're getting a little bit of sisu slowly but surely here.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And I think the one of the big things is, because I've lived in London and I've lived in Toronto, and for example, in London, it's a whole different ball game. Obviously, it's a much bigger city and a different kind of city in terms of the infrastructure. But if you don't have dedicated bike lanes, you know, I'm not a hardcore cyclist. I'm just someone who rides my bike. But it's much more difficult to do. But I think it's fabulous. There's a lot of cities around the world who are realizing something as simple as cycling, active transportation, can address a whole slew of health issues, ranging from if you're a little bit overweight, cardiovascular, all kinds of things, you know, and it's so simple.
Your book was so fascinating to read and fun, and you really offered such a compelling inside glimpse of an intriguing way of life. So thank you for writing the book, and thank you for taking the time out today to talk to me.
Thank you for your thanks for the interview and your very kind words. I'm glad that you liked the book.